on a Wednesday, and then the brand new one from Usher. We're loving that one. It's called Glue. Kaya 959 on the streets, on the air. You know this is Kaya Drive. We're taking you up until 6 o'clock. We're having fun with you today after 4 o'clock. There's something we need to talk to you about. But firstly,
this Youth Day is a big one. It's a big one. Share the mic with Kaya 959 this Youth Day on the streets, on air. So if Kaya family, your kid is under the age of 16, please make sure that they send a voice note demo. 30 seconds. Mangabofunuba, your co-host with the Kaya team, maybe the Kaya 95 breakfast or the Kaya Drive team. Make sure that you send a 30-second demo to us right now using our website, kaya959.co.za, kaya959.co.za. Make sure you send a demo. 30 seconds. Was one on Friday, Youth Day, June 16. Uzobu co-host anat. Kuzuba mnandi.
Listen here. It's after 4 o'clock. There's something I think we really need to talk about, and it's quite serious, actually.
Uh-huh.
As a parent, I was like, whoa, hold on, we need to stop and take notes. You know how Zimbabwe is very intellectual as a nation, like they're highly educated, they love learning all over the world. So a group of writers in Zim decided, hold on one second, man. They decided to translate, you know, the book that we all read at school, Animal Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Animal Farm? So they decided to translate the book into Shona, which is obviously one of the most common languages spoken in Zim. Because, learn your English, okoko, nah, fam. Then I realized there's a lot of literature, lots of great books that I wish were translated into maybe Xhosa, for example, because my daughter, Josh, is 12 and she likes reading, but only English.
Yep. And majority of the books that are available, right?
English.
Are English.
Unyanawam, even I, if I had to open up a book written as Xhosa, oh.
Whoa, hold on.
No, it's not about me.
I just want to find out.
I just want to know. I wish there were more books that were translated into our indigenous languages. And it's so important. So, Kaya family, asking you, let us know. What's the one book that you wish everybody could read, had an opportunity to read firstly? There's so many books, Joe. I read the Shaka Zulu story. I forget the author. But it's not the normal Shaka Zulu story.
Yeah.
Oh, fam. He talks about in the book the sacrifices that Ushaka Zulu made for that power. Because, you know, Konzela Mandu Banzi, and then they say, okay, you want this power? Give me this, your child. Give me this. Sacrifice this. Oh, that story. I wish more people would read that book. But now, obviously, in our mother tongue as well. When you don't do much reading, though?
I think in my life, I've read 2 books.
Do you remember the books?
Yeah. Is it Long Walk to Freedom?
That's another book I wish was written as close.
Yes. Yeah. I read it Long Walk to, the longer version, because there's 2 versions. Yes, there's a shorter version and the longer version. I read the longer version, and I finished it. I'm like, okay, Skumbuzo. So you can actually read.
But it's a nice journey.
It is. And it's a very important part of our history. And like you say, it will be great if that book would be in all the languages.
Fam. Because then the story, all of a sudden, because it's when it's translated into English, it loses a little bit of that thing, man. Our stories, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Lawe, Manasa. So firstly, tell us, what book that you wish more people read, that you maybe changed your life? I'm reading at the moment a book called 11 Minutes by the author that wrote The Alchemist. What's his name? I forget his name. A Spanish guy. Oh, and it's all about a Brazilian girl who's like living in poverty, decides to go to Switzerland to reach her dreams or just make money, but becomes a prostitute.
Mm.
But how she changes her life. 11 minutes. She says, all it takes to be a prostitute is give a man 11 minutes and you're done.
Okay, Charles,
okay, let's move on. Of your time. 20 minutes past 4. Kaya family, let us know. We'll get your calls, you know, right? And the voice notes, most importantly. But of course, we're asking you, what's the one book that you wish that everybody had a chance to read? And a book that you wish and would advocate for to be translated into some of our languages. Let's learn about one another, huh? You know the number by now, right? Oxlade Day right here, a Colors show on Kaya 959. Let's get to you because it's after 4 and we talk after 4 between the two of us, okay?
After four. India.
Just love to know from you, Kai family, what's the one book, firstly, what's the one book that you wish everybody could get a chance to read? And secondly, a book that you'd advocate for to be translated into your mother tongue or our mother tongue. What would it be? Let's hear the voice notes.
But Thomas, you're looking for Paula Kulua.
Yes.
That is the author that you're looking for of the book that you're reading now. Otherwise, I will be happy if anybody can read a book by Katie McKenzie, The Hustler's Bible. Oh my goodness, mind-blowing. I've read that book more than 3 times and it helped me a lot in my life. The book that I wish to be translated, it's a book by Martin Kobekai, Taung Wells.
The Hustler's Corner. Oh, DJ Smoo, yeah. DJ Smoo loved that book.
Also on a podcast.
Stop.
The one book that I think I feel like I wish people could read, it's Credo Mutu's book, Indaba, My Children. That's a very powerful book, eh? I wish everyone could get an opportunity to read that book and it could be translated into our native languages so more people can read it.
That's a great author, fam. That's a great author. But in English, again, you're so right.
Everything is gamble.
And then the layabouts with more Portia Monique. Do better. Wednesday afternoon. We'll get your voice notes on 063-688-0959. And you can call us. The number by now, you should know it.
Call Thomas and Skumba now on 086-000-959.
So what's the one book that you wish everybody got a chance to read? And more importantly, a book that you wish that could be just translated into one of our mother tongues.
Maru.
Maru, you're so right.
When did you read Maru?
Hey. Miley, Flowers on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air. We're doing this thing on a Wednesday, Kaya family, and we're talking amongst ourselves. Remember, I told you earlier on, writers out in Zimbabwe decided, no, man, that famous book that we've all read one time in our lives, Animal Farm, they decided to translate it into Shona, because obviously it's one of the biggest languages that side. So, remember the movie?
Read it to me.
All animals are equal. But some animals are more equal than others.
Oh, we learn that all the time.
We know that.
We know that very well. So, you were going to ask me something before we get to traffic.
No, I wanted to ask the Kaya family. We started the whole topic at 4.
Yeah.
We are almost at 4:45. Ladies, do you guys even read?
What do you mean?
Because all the feedback we're getting is from guys.
My queen, I don't know why he's attacking you. So
I'm not attacking me. What's going on?
We read.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
A lot of reading.
Okay, before we get to the voice notes, let's check this out.
Call Thomas and Skumba now on 086-000-959.
All right, you go to our phone line. Stebza. Debucho. Yo, Debucho.
I'm a son.
Your line is bad. Let's go to Guatem. We'll come back to you, Debs. We'll come back to you. We'll find a better line, my out. Hova.
Yo.
What's happening, Hova?
I'm all good, Kumba.
I'm good, my guy. What are you reading, guy? And what do you want to see translated into our mother tongue?
A book that I'm recommending, close to my heart, is Chinua Achebe's book, Things Fall Apart.
Things Fall Apart. I've heard great things about that book. Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a great read. It opens one's eyes. Because I read it in high school. Mm. And all of my class, at one point, they were so in tune with the Nigerian culture. The way he captured everything. You know, when you're in a class and then the moment you walk out, you'd actually be using the terminology from the book.
Oh, wow.
That's how nice that book was. So I highly recommend it.
Thank you very much, Hova. Say hi to P.
I'll stop when I'm on.
The river between. Let us buy the African name in Jay, but in Gungi Wationgo. The river between Gungi Wationgo.
That's a local author, The River Between. It's a great book, great story.
You do a lot of reading, fam, eh?
Fam, come on, man. Why do you think we're friends? Fire boy, Ed Sheeran. Peru. Let's get to a Kai family. Great book that you'd like to recommend and wish that it was translated into our mother tongue, written in English, but you wish, damn man, more people would read it if it was just in a different language. My 12-year-old daughter loves reading. She asked me to buy her this book, and I'm like, whoa. The Love Hypothesis.
The what?
The Love Hypothesis by Ellie Hazelwood. That's it, Popo. By Puzan up on the cover, Joe. No, it's just a love story. Let's talk about the books that you love reading, though, and want to be translated.
Hey, Mina, I wish Gungabuya Lama CDs that these books, when they're converted into audio. Mina, I want to listen. I don't wanna lie. I read so many books. But right now, I'm tired. I want to listen and repeat and listen and repeat and repeat.
I love that, my queen. I winner. It works that way as well. Skuma, someone's called.
Call Thomas and Skuma now on 086-00-00-959.
Right, just run like Conan. Like Conan, you run back.
How are you, Rufus?
Stop.
Flamino Francis. Yeah, man.
Well, Mina, there's two books that I recommend. Eh? The one that needs to be translated. The O.R. Tambo Remembered. And the one that I recommend everyone to read is by Witness Daga. It's called It's More Than Just Money. It breaks down how we use money and how we're supposed to use money and how to get your own property and make more out of the salary. South African way, Kasi context. I think that is a good book for everyone to read.
Okay.
Catch you.
Especially Witness and Daga's one, huh? Mm. Okay, thanks, fam. Let's get back to the voice notes quickly.
Skumba, as Abafazi, we do read. I mean, on my side, I'm currently reading 8 Rules of Love by Jay Shetty. And then before that, I was reading the entire Hlomo series, Yega Tutusani Basani. That's where we are at.
The Hlomo series, that's why the wife was...
because people are not happy about... TV series. Those that didn't read the book.
But the book, that
those
series.
That the book.
That family. Yeah. Those brothers. Yeah. Those queens that they marry as well. No, in my mind, they're beautiful. Because that's how I read it.
Hey, did you see, did you watch the whole series?
No, fam.
Okay.
Weren't they beautiful? What's wrong?
Skumba, as Abafazi, we do read. I mean, on my side, I'm currently reading 8 Rules of Love by Jay Shetty. And then before that, I was reading the entire Hlomo series, Yega Tutusani Basani. That's where we are at.
Fam, Mamela, another thing. 50 Shades. The book. If it was ngesiZulu. And dumped in
5 to 5. Sorry.
The other book that I would like by translator, I mean, it's The Making of a Slave by Willie Lynch.
Thanks, fam.
The book that I would advocate that I'd want everybody to read, irrespective of whether they're reading in the English or vernac, would be Animal Farm, the book that you spoke about. I read it in matric, and it opened up a lot for me. It taught me critical thinking, and I could also analyze it and contextualize it in the South African context, basically in our political sphere at that time. This was in 2014.
Read it to me.
All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
The book that I would like everyone to read, it's called Love and Sorrow. It's written by the new author, Neo Kodisang. I wish people could read that. You can also get it at Vilakazi Bookshop.
Loving what's coming through, Kai family.
I will definitely recommend Trapped by Gethin McKenzie, Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, Disgrace also, Adultery, The Richest Man in Babylon, and definitely Screw It, Let's Do It. Is it Screw It, Let's Do It? Yeah, Screw It, Let's Do It by Richard Branson.
So you went and said the queens aren't sending voice notes.
Yeah.
Woo! By the way, Kai family, Lottoland is offering the highest payouts in South Africa. And you could be the winner of not just millions, but billions. 6 billion rand is the current payout on the US Powerball. Don't miss out on the next draw tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. You could be the next lucky winner on Lottoland. Place your bets right now by logging on to lottoland.co.za. By the way, Lottoland is changing lives. Lottoland is a licensed bookmaker with the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. And by the way, no persons under the age of 18 is allowed to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Responsible Gambling toll-free counselling number is 0800 006 008, or just WhatsApp the word HELP to 076 675 0710. Oh, family, thank you for sharing. Enjoy that.